Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Cantando is here. Mary's our good friend, longtime 12-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our top management experts, one of our top entrepreneurial thinkers in the Brain Trust. She's especially when it comes to women. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage, also the author of Leading with Care, and her calendar, the Woman's Advantage calendar, is just an amazing product that we enjoy giving out every year by the dozens. And she's our good friend, Mary Cantando. Welcome back to the show.
I can't believe it's been 12 years since we
started
chatting, Jim. Wow.
More than 12. How about
Holy
that?
Holy cow. The years whip by, don't they?
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
There you go. There you go.
Hey, hey, Mary, I'm a small business owner. You're a small business owner. And so I'm going to say that you're like me. When you started your business and as you developed your business and all the things that you did to develop your business, all the things you established and created and produced, all those things were perfect, weren't they?
Not exactly.
All of, oh, no, wait, okay, we're not going to be able to have this conversation because all of my stuff was perfect, Mary. And then when I started growing my business and I started having employees, then and I was trying to let them do stuff, well, they weren't doing it perfectly. They were doing it differently, and I didn't like that because it wasn't perfect like me.
Well, here's what I've found, Jim, and I think this is particularly true of women. I have no statistics.
Okay, here it goes, folks. Here it goes.
But anecdotally, here's what I find. I find that most entrepreneurs, particularly women, try to do, they've got this idea of what an A-plus job is, and they've got that out there, and they push and push and push and get to that. And the last 5%, the last 10% of it, it may take them twice as long to do something to get that last 5% done, but they will do that. They will do that, and they will not even take into consideration whether their customer values that perfection, that striving for A+. Position is, I want you to get an A and get it done, rather than always striving for the A+.
Well, see, you're making my point, and you know, two different levels. You know, one of the problems in my example is I could not delegate because I wasn't happy with how other people did it. You know, they weren't doing it exactly like me, which was perfect, and so I was letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. Mm-hmm. And then what you're talking about is are people who, and I think you're right, I think women are, this is something women do more than men, is they can't pull the trigger until everything's perfect.
That's exactly right. You know, when you've written many books, as I have, Jim, and you know that you can write a book, you can have it edited and proofed, and the publisher can edit it and proof it, and then all of a sudden you're reading through it one day, and on page 73 there's an error that's
there. Oh, yeah.
If you wouldn't let that book be released,
and this is a book that's been read and reread by 20 people 15 times.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you have to, at some point, say it's good enough. Let it go. Right. Let it get out there. Let it start making me money. Mm-hmm. Let people be able to use that offering, that product or service. Let's get it into the market. Let's go with it instead of just keep massaging it to get it perfect and perfect and perfect. And I mean,
if you're doing brain surgery,
right? You want it to be perfect, but most of us aren't doing brain surgery, and so really, 90-95% is really good enough. Get it out there and start making some money with it.
Well, that's exactly right, and the two tracks here. Until I learned how to delegate, which means Well, I'll tell you the one thing that really helped me a lot, Mary, and I've tried to share this as often as I can, and that is the difference between perfection and excellence.
Mm.
I joked about perfection a minute ago, and the truth is that's not possible, and from any level. But I can, and my organization and my people can achieve excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Not perfection, but excellence. Perfection is from heaven, right? We don't have that.
Right.
Excellence is as good as we can make it today. That's mm-hmm. what excellence is. Everything that can be done to make it the best today has been done. And if it can be better, we'll have to find that out tomorrow. But today we have to deliver what we have, and that's excellent.
And I would suggest, Jim, that excellence is defined not by you or me, but by the customer.
No question.
What does the customer want? What is the customer willing to pay for? How long is the customer willing to wait for that? And if you really understand your customer, you will know what is good enough and what is overkill. You know, you've got the cake, you've got the icing. Are you going to put another layer of icing
right.
on it? Maybe
well,
the customer
you can
doesn't
even,
want that.
You can even, if you're still bugged about it, you can even write your proposal where you say, okay, Mr. Customer, this is our proposal. This is what we think we need. This is what we think we can do for you, and I want you to know that we still think there's some things we can learn. And when that happens, here's how we're going to modify it. And you put all that in the proposal. You anticipate it.
Exactly. You can have different options. We could do. We can
yeah.
put that extra layer on the cake. And mm-hmm. here's the price. Here's the time extension to do that. You mm-hmm. know, we don't think that's necessary. If you think it's necessary, if you would like to consider that. But don't always assume that what you think the bottom line requirements are and what the customer thinks they are the same. You really need to identify that
mm-hmm.
and don't push past what the customer wants. That was one of the biggest challenges I had when I had a lot of employees, was they wanted to do all these things for the customer, and you know, if it's not in the proposal or the contract, then you shouldn't be doing it, because
mm-hmm.
that's what the customer has defined they will pay for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you have to stick to the what's been agreed to by the customer that you'll deliver.
Right, right.
Yeah, you have to do that. May I need your website, please?
Womansadvantage.com.
All right.
That's WOMANS, womansadvantage.com.
And that's also the title of one of the books, as plus the one called Leading with Care. Hope you check those out. We're going to come back. I want to ask Mary about this gender thing. Why is it that men and women are different about these things? I love this conversation. 20 after, right back with Mary Contando. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.